This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. Today I am here to talk to you about one of the most unusual radios I've used in a long time. This is the Cobalt Speechmaster radio. This radio is sold by Blind Mice Mart of Houston. Dale Campbell is the proprietor. They have a website, blindmicemart.com. Also, you can phone them at 713-893-7277. And my phone number is 256-650-5212. Cobalt, C-O-B-O-L-T, is a British company. I believe they manufacture a color identifier, though I've not seen it, and they do manufacture a talking clock. I'll show you the sound of the clock briefly, and then we'll get directly to the radio. First, you'll hear the radio tell the time, then you'll hear the clock tell the time.
6:49 p.m. Saturday.
6:49 p.m.
And that's all we're going to hear from the clock. The radio has a bigger speaker, so of course the acoustics of the voice are a little bit different. The clock has automatic announce on the hour if you wanted to, and the radio does not. Well, I told you that this Cobalt radio is one of the most unusual radios that I have ever used. We'll start with a description. The radio at the bottom is 9 inches or so from right to left. It narrows as you come toward the top so that it's about 8 inches from right to left. Likewise, from front to back, it's about 4 inches from front to back. In the middle of the bottom, it's about 2.5 inches from front to back in the middle of the top. The whole radio is kind of tapered, so it looks a little bit like a squared off flattened pyramid. And it has a great big tummy in the middle of the front of the radio. That is the speaker. This radio is undoubtedly made specifically for the blind. There is no visual display of any kind on this radio. And the radio covers AM, FM, shortwave, and long wave. Long wave is used only in Europe. There are 10 buttons on this radio. On the far left is a memo button.
No message.
It said no message. Then we have 4 buttons in a diamond-shaped pattern, sort of like would be the 4, 6, 2, and 8 on a telephone keypad. The top of the diamond is setup. We'll be using that button a lot. The bottom of the diamond is check, and it'll let you check your alarm if it's set and if any programs are set. The left of the diamond is delete, and the right of the diamond where the 6 would be, that just gives you the time.
6:51 p.m. Saturday.
Then we have, just to the right of that, another set of 4 buttons in a diamond pattern. If the radio is off, any one of these buttons will turn the radio on and will tell me what station it's set at.
FM 89.3 megahertz.
To the far right is an off button.
Turning off.
But these buttons in a diamond-shaped pattern have other functions once the radio is on. The one on the left is tune. The one on the right is band, AM, FM, shortwave, longwave. And the up and down are to move through memories or to move through frequencies or to move through other functions. There are 2 rotary controls, tone and volume. And on the far right is off. And pressing off again does not turn the radio on. Pressing off always has the radio off.
Turning off.
Turning off, even though it's off. The radio uses 4 AA batteries or an outboard power supply, 9-volt power supply. There are also jacks on the back for line out, headphones, the DC power supply, an external antenna, and a sub-mini jack, which is controlled by the timer, which will start and stop a tape recorder. If you have a cable with a sub-mini on each end and you have a tape recorder that has that remote jack that so many portable cassette recorders do have. Unusually, there is no telescopic antenna at all. There is a wire antenna, which is used for FM and to some extent for shortwave, but there is no telescopic antenna. This radio is very much intended for people who want to listen to programs, people who want to preset a few certain stations, know what stations they're tuned to, and listen to their favorite programs. Of course, you can tune up and down as you can on any other radio, but it is perhaps not quite as simple as many radios that you're used to. Reception on FM is reasonable, about average for any portable radio. Shortwave is reasonable if you use a long external antenna, but with a little short wire antenna provided, you don't get a whole lot on shortwave. And we must say right up front that reception on AM broadcast, or medium wave as it's called in England, is really limited to your local stations. You don't get much in the way of out-of-town stations. The wire that they provide you does a pretty good job of bringing in more FM stations, and if you connect it to a much longer wire, it does a fair job on shortwave, but it doesn't do a whole lot on FM, on AM. However, I did use something called a select antenna. It's one of these AM antennas that you place next to your radio, and by a process of induction, it boosts the signals. Using that antenna really brings up the level of the AM stations quite nicely. We're going to stick mostly with the FM band, but this radio works the same way on the other bands. I'm going to turn it on, and it's going to tell you the first station that I have it set for. I'm pushing the band button. That's the one on the right of the second diamond-shaped configuration of four buttons.
FM 89.3 megahertz. And we
can... I'm going to push the band button repeatedly. It'll go through the other bands and tell you what frequency the radio is set on.
FM, medium wave, 1450 kilohertz.
Being on Fox.
Long wave, no station, 153 kilohertz. Short wave, 7415 kilohertz. FM, 89.3 megahertz.
Now I'm going to push the up button of this little diamond configuration, the second diamond configuration starting from left to right. I could push the down button and get the same effect. I have stored three FM stations. Let's look at them. You already heard the first one.
100.7 megahertz.
That's the second one.
92.9 megahertz.
That's the third one.
89.3 megahertz. By
fiber. We're back to the first one. So as you can see, the stations are not stored in frequency order, they're stored in the order that you yourself store the station. Let's go through what's called tuning mode. The first time I press the button, it will tell me to press it again to enter tuning mode, and it's going to tell me all the different ways I can find a station.
3 FM W.
Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan.
Use manual scan. I can up and down the buttons.
Store station. 89.3 megahertz. 89.4 megahertz. 89.5 megahertz.
Let's go back down to 89.3.
89.3 megahertz.
And press tune.
Auto tune.
Auto tune. We'll demonstrate that later.
Enter frequency.
Enter frequency. We're going to demonstrate that in a moment.
Edit station.
Edit stations.
Backup station list.
Backup stations.
To restore station list.
Restore stations. Those three sort of go together.
Manual scan. Use up or down key. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Press setup.
Let's enter a frequency, and we're going to press the setup button, which is the top button of the first diamond-shaped group of four buttons. Well, we had a brief interruption, so let me begin again. I press setup.
Set first digit 1.
Now, you know that the first digit of any FM station frequency has to be 8, 9, or 1. So the radio asked me to set first digit 1. I could do
8.
8.
9.
9.
1.
I want to go to 102.1, so my first digit is going to be 1. I press setup again.
Set second digit 0.
0. If it's 1, the next one has to be 0.
0.
See, I could have 89, 88, I could have 90, 91, 92, but in 100, the second one has to be 0, so I press setup.
Set third digit 0.
0. Well, I want 102.
1, 2.
So now I'm going to press the set up again.
Set fourth digit 0. 1.
102.1. That is the station I want. So I'm going to press setup.
102.1 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press delete to reject frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. Frequency 102.1 megahertz stored.
You may remember that we had three frequencies stored on FM, 89.3, 100.7, and 92.9, and then it went back to 89.3. Well, watch what happens now. I'm on 89.3, which is my NPR station.
100.7 megahertz.
I'm on 100.7, which is another NPR station.
92.9 megahertz.
I'm on 92.9 megahertz. You heard that one before. That's mostly sports station. And now...
102.1 megahertz.
102.1 megahertz is a country station. And if I press the up arrow again, which is in the second group of diamonds, the up and down buttons are like the 2 and the 8 on the phone.
89.3 megahertz.
89.3 megahertz. Back to my NPR station. I told you that I have two NPR stations. Let's say I'm not very good with frequencies and I have a hard time telling them apart. Well, I can record a memo like this. Remember when we were going through the tune mode, we came to something called edit stations? Well, we're going to do that now.
Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Edit stations. Press delete to remove station. Press memo to voice tag. 89.3 megahertz.
I want to put a memo on this station, so I have to press the memo button twice.
Hold to record voice tag.
WLRH.
WLRH.
My favorite, Garden.
FM.
Press the band switch again to get out of that. I'm going to voice label.
WLRH.
Okay. I'm going to voice label my other NPR station.
100.7 megahertz.
Once again, I have to go into tuning mode until I found edit station.
Press again to enter manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency. Edit station.
All right.
Delete to remove station.
It says press delete to remove the station. I'm going to press memo like this.
Hold to record voice tag.
WQPR.
WQPR.
Now watch what happens when I use my memory, my up and down. Oh, hush there. Yes, sometimes this fellow is a bit chatty, is he not? Yes, he is. I'm going to press the down arrow on the second group of diamonds, the one that would look like the 8 on the telephone. Remember, each of what I call a diamond, it's as if it, you had the 4, the 6, the 2, and the 8 on a telephone keypad. I'm going to press the down arrow.
WLRH.
89.3 megahertz.
Now I'm going to press the up arrow.
WQPR.
100.7 megahertz.
Now I'm going to press the up arrow again.
92.9 megahertz.
Let's say I'm so good at sports, I remember 92.9. I don't need that one labeled.
102.1 megahertz.
Now that's my country station. Let's say I don't like country. I'm not casting aspersions on country. I'm just demonstrating the radio. I'm going to press the delete button. The first group of what I call diamonds that you saw, the one on the left is delete.
Press again to delete station. Station deleted. 89.3 megahertz. Free as that feathered
thief. Now I'm back to 89.3.
FM. 89.3 megahertz.
WLRH.
Now supposing I don't want that pesky label. You can't delete the label without deleting the station, but I could delete the station. I've already shown you how to delete one station. I could delete any station and then re-enter it without labeling it. Supposing you just want the radio to scan and find all the stations it can. Now this can be a little problematic because sometimes the radio stops on images and little bugs and stations you don't want. The radio can store 20 stations on FM, 20 on medium wave or AM, 20 on long wave, which by the way is used for broadcasting only in Europe, and 20 on short wave. Let's press the tune button until we get auto scan and follow the instructions and let the radio search through and see what stations it can find.
Press again to enter tune mode. Press again to enter tune mode. Manual scan. Auto tune.
That's
use
the one I
down
want.
Keys to scan. Searching. 8.1. 8.5. 8.9. 8.9.3. 8.9.7. 90.1. 90.4. 90.9. 91.7. 92.5. 93.3. 94.1. 95.1. 96.0. 96.3. 96.9. 97.5. 99.1. 99.5. 99.9. Auto tune complete. 20 stations stored. 8.1 megahertz.
I have no idea.
Jackie, I've no
8.5 megahertz.
Okay. It stored a whole lot of stations, and most of those are stations that I don't want.
8.1 megahertz.
Some of those stations don't even exist. They're little spurs and other things. There isn't a way to delete all of the stations at once. But I can very quickly press delete.
Press again to delete station. Station deleted. 8.5 megahertz.
Okay. I've got the volume turned down so you don't hear the radio playing. I don't have to wait. I can press it quickly like this.
Press station deleted. 8.9 megahertz.
So I'm going to delete all the stations except the ones that I had in there to begin with.
Press station deleted. 8.9.3 megahertz.
Remember, I had that one. I want to keep that one. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
8.9.7 megahertz.
Don't want that one.
Press station deleted. 90.1 megahertz. Press station deleted. 90.4 megahertz. Press station deleted. 90.9 megahertz.
Those astute listeners will realize that 90.4 isn't a real FM station because the FM stations always end in point and an odd number. That was just a little image frequency or something that the radio found.
Press station deleted. 91.7 megahertz. Press station deleted. 92.5 megahertz. Press station deleted. 93.3 megahertz.
You may notice again, my station that I had set in here on 92.9 isn't there. The reason is that's such a weak little translator and the scan didn't find it.
Press station deleted. 94.1. Press station deleted. 95. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 96. Press station deleted. 97. Press station deleted. 99. Press station deleted. 99. Press station deleted. 89.3 megahertz.
There's my 89.3. It's the only one left.
99.9 megahertz.
I thought I got rid of that one.
Press station deleted. 89.3 megahertz.
There we go.
89.3 megahertz.
Ah, my label is gone. Why? Because I had 89.3 in there and I labeled it, but when I went to scan, it erased it and put it back in without my label. That's okay, I don't want my label anyway, but I want my other two stations back. It never got to 100.7 because it filled up the 20 memories before it got there. And it didn't put in my 92.9 because it's a weak signal. So let's go to select frequency. We're going to press the tune button.
Press again to enter manual scan. Auto tune. Enter frequency.
Enter frequency. I'm going to press the setup button.
Set first digit 1.
Set first digit. Remember, it was a 9.
1, 9,
There's my 9. I went down instead of up.
Set second digit 0.
Remember, it was a 2.
1, 2.
Now, third digit.
Set third digit 0. 9.
I went down. I could have gone up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
92.9. I'm going to press setup again.
92.9 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press delete to reject frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. 92.9 megahertz. Store.
4 to 52.
And this radio is smart enough to know that if my FM station starts with 9, it only has 3 digits, 92.9. If it starts with 1, it's going to have 4 digits, 100.7. In fact, let's put 100.7 back in by doing the same thing.
Press again to manual scan. Auto. Enter frequency. Press setup to enter frequency. Set first digit 1.
We like that, so...
Set second digit 0. Set third digit 0.
That's fine.
Set fourth digit 0.
Oh, I want 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 100.7 megahertz. Press setup to store frequency. Press again within 2 seconds to store frequency. Frequency 100.7 megahertz. Store.
I hope you're getting a mental picture of the kind of person for whom this would be an ideal radio. Certainly not the DXer or the person who's very familiar with the radio dial and likes to tune around and find stations. I see this for a person, perhaps an elderly person who's not very good with frequencies, maybe a newly blinded person. Maybe a person like you or me, though, who just doesn't want to be bothered. You set up your favorite stations and you bounce from one to another, and you just don't have to mess with tuning and anything like that. This wouldn't be an ideal radio for somebody who likes to band scan and DX and find out what's on. Now we're going to look at the many things you can do with the clock.
7:15 p.m. Saturday.
Oh yes, it'll give us the time, but it'll do many more things. So we're going to press the setup button, but the radio is now turned off.
Press again to enter setup mode. Alarm off.
The alarm, of course, could be on.
Snooze off.
Snooze off.
Set alarm hours, 12 a.m. Set alarm minutes, 0.
That's obvious. Set alarm hours and minutes.
Set alarm volume, 4.
Set alarm volume. The volume of the alarm and the volume of the speech that you're hearing has nothing to do with the volume of the radio. And those beeps that you're hearing are telling me that I'm still in setup mode and I need to do something.
Set alarm sound.
All right, you want to hear all the alarm sounds, don't you? Okay.
Memo. No memo.
Okay, I can record a memo and let that be my alarm sound. Maybe we'll do that.
Radio station.
I can set up a radio station such as 89.3 and have the dulcet tones of Morning Edition come on instead of one of those beeps to wake me up. Uh-oh, there's the beep. Let's move on before it drives us crazy, shall we?
Time style, 12 hour.
Time style, 12 hour. The other one, of course, is 24 hours, so instead of 7:20, it would be 19... Instead of 7:20 p.m., it would be 19 hours, 20 minutes.
Set program start day, Monday.
Aha. Now this reminds us a little bit of a VCR. I want the clock to come on what day? Monday? Is that when I want it to come on? Let's go through all the possibilities using our up arrow on the second group of diamonds, the same arrow that we used to go through all of our stations. It said program start day, Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every Monday.
Did you see that? Now it said every Monday. Before it just said Monday.
Every Tuesday, every Saturday, every Sunday, daily.
Daily.
Monday.
Now we're back to Monday. So you see, I could have my program start every Monday, or every day, or just this coming Monday, whenever I wanted. Let's go on.
Set program start hours, 12 a.m. Set program start minutes, 0.
Okay, start hour in minute, that's obvious.
Set program stop hours, 12 a.m.
Stop hours in minutes, that's obvious.
Set program stop minute, set program band, FM.
What band do I want the program to come on if I've chosen radio back when I, instead of being awakened with an alarm?
Set program station, 89.3 megahertz.
Well, of course, I'm already on 89.3, but I could set a different program station as long as I had it stored.
Program set for Monday, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. FM, 89.3 megahertz. Press setup to store. Press delete to cancel.
Okay.
Setting canceled.
I don't think that setting would even work because the turn-on time and the turn-off time are the same. Oops, I'm still in setup, so I'm going to press off.
Turning off.
It beeps to tell me that I'm still in setup mode. I could be awakened by a memo. I'm going to record a memo like this.
No hold to record message.
All right, Tim. If you get up now, you can have some of Ed Potter's coffee.
Message.
All right, Tim. If you get up now, you can have some of Ed Potter's coffee.
If you had a tape recorder with a start-stop function in the right cable, or a tape recorder with automatic turn-on when it receives audio, you could set up to record programs without even using this radio. You could hook it to another radio. The price of this radio from Blind Mice Mart is $250. This may not be a radio for everybody, but if its rather unique features appeal to you, it may be a radio which can simplify and or automate your radio listening. This radio is sold by Blind Mice Mart. The proprietor is Dale Campbell. Their website is Blind Mice Mart, all together, blindmicemart.com. And their phone number is 713-893-7277. And this is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. My phone number is 256-650-5212.